WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Voters in the Bryan School District have a special election in 2 months.
BISD voters will be asked October 10th to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax rate for maintenance and operations. That's after adopting a budget which drops the tax rate to pay bonds by 3 cents.
In terms of the total tax rate, we have to go out for an election that will say we are raising your taxes. We are raising your taxes by minus 1 cent.
Doug Wunderberger among the board members repeating their theme of the district's total tax rate dropping by 1 cent if they get voter approval. If voters say no, David Stansny says a $3 million budget shortfall could be covered by the district's $35 million savings account or fund balance.
We really need to do this, regardless of how the possible election goes.
For years, the district has had the opportunity to raise the tax rate for operations and maintenance to take advantage of additional state funding. Ruthie Waller said the board waited until they could reduce the tax rate for paying bonds.
It's not like we've been able to do this the last 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden we got desperate and decided to do this.
If voters approve, the district will get an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million more from local property owners. While Bryan ISD's tax rate would go down, the district's portion of a homeowner's tax bill would go up due to rising property valuations. Taxes on the average home, assessed at $153,000, would go up $128. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School District has all its campus principals for the start of the new school year in 2 weeks. That's after the school board promoted Tommy Roberts as principal at Collegiate High School following 5 years as associate principal and teaching there for 3 years. Roberts takes over for Christina Richardson, who was moved to the central office last month. A threat to cut Governor Abbott's call for a commission to study public school finance reform is coming from the Texas House, as some want to move forward with actual reforms.
We don't need to study this again unless we're going to take a meaningful step.
State House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty told Governor Abbott if the House's finance reform bills don't get heard in the Senate, he'll block Abbott's call for a school finance commission.
I want House Bill 21 referred. I want it heard. I want to have a discussion. And then I'm prepared to do that. I've shared that with the governor yesterday, and I'm very serious about that.
Huberty has two reform bills. One is a resolution asking voters to decide whether to allow overflow money from the state's $10 billion rainy day fund to go to education. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters is quoted in a Texas A&M system news release that the system has never been so community-minded. It's a response to Chancellor John Sharp's decision to not seek exemptions at two of the system's 5 public-private partnerships, or P3 projects, taking place in College Station. Hotel occupancy taxes will be collected at 3 hotels under construction, 1 north of Kyle Field and 2 at the Century Square development on University between Texas and College. Peters also thanked the Chancellor for not pursuing property tax exemptions at Century Square, which is estimated to have up to $300 million of improvements. A Madisonville man died after his SUV struck a telephone pole in Bryan. 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson was driving west on Highway 21 towards the freeway yesterday morning. Police report weather may have been a contributing factor as the SUV left the pavement and struck a telephone pole. Grimes County Sheriff's officers are told an ongoing dispute led to a fatal shooting Sunday night in Shiro. 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota was killed by a gunshot wound to the chest. 27-year-old Robert Bender told investigators he shot Mayan as the result of an ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. 3 Boy Scouts from East Texas are dead after sailing at Lake of the Pines last Saturday.
For some reason, the craft ran into an overhead power line, and we believe electricity is the contributing factor.
Parks and Wildlife Captain Quint Baucom says the 11, 16, and 17-year-olds were members of Troop 620 in Hallsville. All were wearing personal flotation devices. In Waxahachie, the Ellis County Sheriff is not commenting on two former employees who were in charge of keeping track of stolen property and who have now admitted stealing 40 guns and rifles from their evidence room.
50-year-old Thomas Smith and 42-year-old Philip Slaughter, both former employees of the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, could face 10 years in prison for stealing and then reselling the guns. All those guns were to have been destroyed, but when they wound up at pawn shops and for sale online through Facebook, it wasn't hard to trace the serial numbers and figure out Smith and Slaughter were the culprits. Both pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced at a later date. LP Phillips, TSN News.
And a funeral for former Governor Mark White will be held tomorrow in Houston. Governor Abbott's office announced White's body will lie in state Thursday afternoon at the state capitol. Burial will follow at the state cemetery during a private family ceremony. White, who served as governor from 1983 through 1987, fought kidney cancer for years. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning by texting or calling us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hey, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We have a little wave of low pressure to our south this morning. Actually, you can see the showers and thunderstorms rotating around it off to our south and southeast. There's a lot of rain along the Texas coast, but not too much in our area. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sun today. May see a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90, partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, or 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers and storms around Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you're headed to Houston this morning, you might want to call the people who are where you're going just to make sure about the stuff that's happening down there. High water areas throughout the city, primarily on the west side of Houston. In addition, flood warnings all over the city. Houston Transtar reporting 16 areas of high water on highways throughout the area, primarily on frontage roads along I-45. The North Freeway, and the West Sam Houston Tollway. Houston remains under a flash flood warning. So watch out for that. And that's
I have friends in Houston, and they have both texted me this morning and said there's quite a bit of flooding.
So. 4 to 7 inches in some places. Mm. So pretty serious stuff. All right, so let's wash our ears out with
bacon.
That's right. Yay. Here we go. The latest viral food craze would be Swineapple, which is a pineapple bacon. Stuffed with ham and wrapped in bacon.
That sounds delicious.
That would be good.
Because I actually like pineapple Canadian bacon pizza.
And see, there's a little controversy to that. I mean, and I have to say, the first time I ate it, I didn't buy it because, you know, I wasn't going to chance that. But it is.
It's good.
Yep. So here's what you do. You core the pineapple. And you jam a bunch of ham inside it. Then you wrap it in bacon.
Like deli ham ham.
Like you take a ham and you cut it up.
Okay.
So you can fit it in that hole where you cored the pineapple.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrap it in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says you put it in the oven for 5 hours.
Now, did you, obviously, you would have had to skin the pineapple first, right? Okay, okay. Just
go
making
ahead and
sure.
do that. And then, and it doesn't say
5 hours in the oven. Okay.
And I guess you turn the oven on.
Well, yeah, I would think.
But I don't know what, maybe it's the ever popular 325 or 350 degrees. Mm-hmm. We're not sure. But anyway, you do that for 5 hours and it comes out and it's apparently delicious.
Ooh, yeah. One of the pictures I see online also shows it like on an outdoor grill.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now, see, that'd be a little problematic. You know, you need to be able to control your heat if you have, you know, if you can do that. Sometimes with a grill, that's a little difficult to do. That's why maybe they're suggesting the oven. Of course, also, this is a service that goes to Yankees who don't even have a barbecue outside. So there.
I do love that combination of sweet and savory, though.
You
know, a lot of people don't, but I like it.
I do, too.
And the thing is, though, you know, have friends ready because it's a pineapple.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of
stuff. It's large.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will, this thing will weigh a lot. So.
It's not one of those things that you might want, like leftovers probably aren't the best.
And that's what I'm thinking, right, is you need to
it's
do
probably
it in
best,
one sitting.
Like, yep. Yeah. Right out of the oven or right off the grill.
Do it
nice
in
and warm.
One sitting. Okay. Do you want to know why you're tired? Do you want to know why you're always tired?
Absolutely.
Right? I think I know.
Yeah, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning probably didn't help.
And for us it is. It's a little bit different. But if you're dragging today the after effects of the beer that you drank last night, we already talked about how if you're smart and you get hung over, just plan to do nothing the next day.
Right.
But could be you're surrounded by negativity, like friends who just complain about their lives
it's
all the time.
It's exhausting to listen to all of that
negativity
nonsense.
Is draining.
Yeah.
Try to stay positive. That alone will help boost your levels. There's not enough magnesium in your diet.
Mm, okay.
When you don't get enough, it can be harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. A few foods that you could double up on, nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, okay?
I was going to say, I thought magnesium was good for sleep, but that makes sense. It's helping you sleep better.
Leafy greens, too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
You never work
out. Kale? Like leafy greens like kale?
Hey, you could do kale if you wanted to.
Pass. Pass.
Yeah, it also it's roughage for your mouth. It's fine. You never work out. One recent survey found that 2.5 hours of exercise a week can make you 65% less tired during the day.
Okay.
Build up that energy,
like everything else, you know, it's a machine. You're a ball of stress. Anxiety is the number one reason for insomnia.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a vicious cycle because it's even harder to deal with the stress when you haven't slept.
Exactly.
Your bedroom is a wreck. Studies have found that the quality of your sleep can suffer when your bedroom is a mess. You might want to spend an hour or two to deep clean.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've dealt with people who this is an issue for, where, you know, if their place is cluttered, they are in shambles.
Okay. Well, or tripping over the tennis shoe to get to the alarm clock that you put across
the
room.
Yeah, that too.
That could be infuriating.
Those things as well. So, all right. So, a list of people who married their relatives.
Mm.
People who married their relatives.
Oh.
I know, really.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
When's the most recent? Do we have dates, too?
There's some people who you would know,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Albert Einstein, author H.G. Wells, Charles Darwin, and the outlaw Jesse James all married their first cousins.
Okay.
Apparently geneticists say that's okay.
I was waiting for sister.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't gotten that yet. Edgar Allan Poe also married his first cousin.
Mm.
She was 13 at the time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And then there's Jerry Lee Lewis, who married his 13-year-old relative. That was his first cousin once removed. That pretty much, that put his career on a different path, shall we say.
Yeah, watch the movie. You'll be able to see it play out there.
That's it. On the presidential front, Thomas Jefferson married his third cousin. FDR married his fifth cousin once removed. And John Kerry's first wife was a distant cousin. Hmm. On the PBS show Finding Your Roots, Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick discovered they were ninth cousins once removed.
Now, so, see, that's not... I mean, we're all cousins eventually.
Yeah, I presume that's probably right, but... There you are.
But when it starts getting into like immediate family, that's an issue.
I agree. Well, it depends on what state you're in.
Yeah.
True.
All right, so the well-off residents of Presidio Terrace, this is an exclusive San Francisco neighborhood, not happy. According to the newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, they recently found out their private street was bought by a couple from San Jose, California, named Tim Lam and Michelle Chang. Tina Lam and Michael Chain. Okay.
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 More than 2 years ago in an auction, the price, $90,000. They bought the street for $90,000, which the purchase was the culmination of what they're calling a comedy of errors involving a $14 a year property tax bill. The HOA had not paid it for 30 years. So the unpaid penalties, taxes, and interest added up to a grand total of $994 for the HOA. Now, the homeowners claim that the annual tax bill was something they didn't know about because it was sent to an unused address and had been since the 1980s. But a spokeswoman for the Treasurer Tax Collector's Office in San Francisco says the HOA's responsibility to keep tabs on their bills is their responsibility, in fact, and not the city's. So in July, this Presidio Terrace Association filed suit against the city asking for the sale to be reversed and blocked. Well, Michael and Tina, they want to sell the street, okay, while the appeal is pending. In the meantime, the couple is considering how they're going to make money off their land, even posing the idea of charging rent for the neighbors to park in the 120 parking spaces that would be available on the street. Residents a little unhappy with that,
really?
Needless to say.
Yeah.
It's San Francisco, little bitty town, okay? Don't have a lot of room square footage-wise.
Right.
So 120 parking spaces would probably...
I like how they call it a comedy of errors. It's an expensive comedy of errors.
It is an expensive comedy of errors. Ooh, here you go. If you want to drink coffee, but you don't want it to taste like coffee...
Oh.
Here's one... Well, International Delights has made ton of money off of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's the latest one. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup flavored creamer.
Wow.
Ooh.
Really?
No, not ooh.
That sounds good.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, the Java booster is already making a splash on social media. One user chimed in that she kind of loves it, and it's simply yummy.
Kinda loves it.
Look, I mean, I'm not saying, completely to replace coffee with this, because I do happen to like coffee and the taste of it, but sometimes it's like a little extra dessert.
Yeah.
I'll stay on an island again, but that's the way it is.
Okay, you and your cat over there with the Reese's peanut butter coffee creamer.
I'm also a manly man, just so you know.
Well, I mean, I'll triple up on my coffee so that I only get like 4 ounces of coffee in the morning, and I'll put a little bit of cream in that. But I want to taste coffee. I just do. I don't want to do that other
thing. I read like a meme on the internet the other day, and it said, for those of you who think you're tough because you drink your coffee black, go ahead and just enjoy your bitter bean water.
That's true.
Well, again, that's right. People do this for different reasons.
Yeah,
that's,
and some people do legitimately like the taste of black coffee. Yep. But
All right, so the Act One finale in the musical Hair shocked theatergoers way back in 1967 when the cast got completely naked on stage. I mean, that was a big deal in 1967.
Yeah.
UK's Daily Mail says a London revival will ask the audience to do the same.
To get naked?
Yeah. The Vaults production will have, quote, a clothing optional performance on November the 11th, so you can sit there for the entire show butt naked.
Good luck with that.
Of Hair?
Yep.
Hairspray? Hair?
No. Hair the musical.
Hair the musical. Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's right. Not hairspray. No, it's hair.
Okay.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Management will hold your clothes for you, provided you bring a towel to sit on.
Oh, because, yeah.
Do you want to go to the November 12th performance, you know what I'm saying, the next day?
No, that's true. The worst is the people who don't know about this, who aren't listening to the Infomaniacs getting the memo that there will be naked people in the audience.
Aside from getting completely naked in public, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than bring an accessory to the play that I'm going to go see and turn over my belongings to a manager for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than just a coat check. You know how many times they lose those things?
That's true. And, you know, if it's a hot day and the air conditioner really has to be cranked.
I'm worried. Yeah, like the temperature control.
All sorts of stuff. Anyway, they've just decided that would be something that
people will
to do.
Go. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's better no believe doubt. It.
All right, let's see. On TV tonight, America's Got Talent starts at 7 o'clock. Seal will be the guest judge on America's Got Talent. Also tonight, Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath.
Oh, yeah.
Conversation continues. That'll be on A&E at 8
o'clock tonight.
I watched
a few of those episodes. Well, it's pretty crazy.
Once again, going to explore that whole thing. Season premiere tonight of Hard Knocks, training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That'll be on HBO if you care anything about that. That'll be at 9. All right, it's 8:24.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. Eileen. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Over parenting puppies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. So-called helicopter parents are accused of stifling their children's independence by doing too much for them. Now, a similar phenomenon may explain why some potential guide dogs fail to successfully graduate from their training. University of Pennsylvania animal behaviorist Emily Bray followed 98 puppies from birth.
We found that the amount of mothering really mattered. And somewhat surprisingly, the mothers who were more hands-on with their puppies and were around more, those puppies, when they grew up, were actually less likely to become guide dogs.
But more self-reliant puppies grew up to be independent, ignore distractions, and tolerate the unpredictable, qualities that characterize successful guide dogs. She and her colleagues write in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that they don't yet know what accounts for the parenting differences. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Rasa K with your money now. We hear from a bunch of retailers today, including Fossil, Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, CVS, and Wayfair. In media earnings, Discovery Communications, Walt Disney, and Lionsgate Entertainment. Other earnings of note today include Dean Foods, GoDaddy, Priceline.com, SeaWorld, and Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Just in time for your last summer getaways, prices at the pump have hit a two-month high at $2.35 a gallon, according to GasBuddy data. That's up 3 cents compared to a week ago and about 8 cents higher than last month. Oil prices are up slightly this morning on reports that Saudi Arabia is planning to cut exports to Asia next month. Customers aged 55 and up will be able to do a lot more talking, texting, and more for less with T-Mobile's new unlimited data plan. It'll cost $60 a month for two lines, plus taxes and fees, and will work on smartphones and modern devices. The Dow has now closed the past nine sessions at all-time closing highs, up 25 at the close yesterday. Futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hackers worldwide have been on a roll, stealing and selling billions of names and passwords. But the man behind the advice on making your passwords difficult to crack now says his original advice was wrong. There's an easier and better way to make your passwords virtually unguessable. Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. While the name Bill Burr is known by no one, his advice has set the standards in protecting passwords. We've been told to make our passwords long and complex, a mixture of upper and lowercase characters, symbols, and numbers, which makes them hard to remember. Consequently, almost no one does. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Mr. Burr is now recommending that your password be a long phrase, one that only you will find easy to remember. Something like, I love pizza with a thin crust, or I'll never forget my first red bicycle. Be creative, never share it, and forget the long string of meaningless characters. Oh, and change your password only when it's been compromised. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
When you order takeout, you're already starving. You find what you want, but after the tax, delivery fee, and tip, the cost of your meal doubles, and you still have to wait another 45 minutes for your food to arrive, so you just end up snacking. With HelloFresh, you can prepare and eat a home-cooked meal for less than $10 a plate, long before any overpriced takeout would arrive. Just go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients that are perfectly portioned. No more wondering if you have the right amount, and no waste. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members have adopted the budget for the next school year and are officially asking voters for more operating money.
Board member David Stansny says the money would go to teachers and the others in the trenches.
I've heard this so many times. Well, you're just throwing more money at a problem and you're not, you know, you need to solve the problem instead of just throwing more money at it, whatever that's supposed to mean. If you really believe that, you need to talk to some of our classroom teachers and about what they need, the resources they need, the ability to work with parents, the ability to have social services. We didn't make the world the way it is. Our school district didn't. The society is the way it is. And we're just trying our best to educate all these kids.
A special election will be held October 10th instead of waiting until the November general election due to the way property tax bills are issued at the tax office. The election's to raise Bryan ISD's tax rate for maintenance and operation by 2 cents. The budget approved by the board lowered the tax rate to pay off bonds by 3 cents. If voters approve the tax rate request, the net effect on the property tax bill of an average home in Bryan ISD would go up almost $130. That's based on the average home value going up almost $11,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The new principal at Bryan Collegiate High School is a familiar face. The Bryan School Board has promoted Tommy Roberts to replace Christina Richardson, who has moved to the central office. Roberts has been an associate principal the last 5 years and before that taught at Collegiate for 3 years. Roberts has been in Bryan ISD since 2005. The Texas A&M system has agreed to not seek exemptions on new construction at two locations in College Station. Chancellor John Sharp has announced approving the request from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters. The system will not seek to exempt from property taxes up to $300 million of improvements to the Century Square Retail Hotel Complex. And the system will collect hotel occupancy taxes at Century Square and the Conference Center Hotel north of Kyle Field. Bryan police believe weather could have been a factor in a fatal crash yesterday morning. A 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson of Madisonville was driving on Highway 21 east of the freeway around 11:15 a.m. when his westbound SUV left the roadway and struck a telephone pole. Johnson died at the scene. For the second time in 6 days, there was a murder in Grimes County. The victim of a shooting Sunday night in Shiro was identified by the sheriff's office as 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota. Investigators say 27-year-old Robert Bender told them he shot Mayan as part of an ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. and two Montgomery County men drowned yesterday in the swift current of San Luis Pass at the western end of Galveston Island. The Brazoria County Sheriff's Office reported 67-year-old Larry Lumpkin of Willis drowned in the rip currents of the pass. His 46-year-old son-in-law, Dennis Robertson of Montgomery, drowned while attempting a rescue. Both were swept up to a half mile down the coast before they could be pulled from the water. A third man, 54-year-old Armando Espinoza of Houston, pulled Lumpkin from the water. In the process, Espinoza ingested a large amount of water. He was taken to a hospital in Galveston where he was last listed in stable condition. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
We have a little wave of low pressure to our south this morning. Actually, you can see the showers and thunderstorms rotating around it off to our south and southeast. Now, there's a lot of rain along the Texas coast, but not too much in our area. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sun today. May see a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90, partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, or 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers and storms around Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, now they're still showing that we've got a 60% chance of rain. We'll see. Fortunately, all the rain has moved out of the Houston area, so it's on off into the Golden Triangle and from there. Okay, so did you hear Kim Komando? Kim Komando did the very same thing that we're talking about when it said passwords.
Yeah, that's right.
Just use a bunch of little words, and we were just talking about that.
And she said don't change it unless it gets compromised.
Yeah, so that makes it easier, and that way you don't have to, you know, so come up with, you know, puppies live in trees or whatever it happens to be, and then, you know, things that are easy to spell correctly and all that sort of stuff. You don't have to do the uppercase, lowercase. We just try to make your life a little easier if we can. Kate's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Doing well.
Great. What's going on in y'all's world?
Oh, well, we have a Chamber Fitness Challenge coming up. The deadline to register for that is next Monday. Mm-hmm. So if you know anyone who wants to sign up, if you have any friends who are looking to sign up, teams of four are going to work out for 6 weeks with a personal trainer. And some of the gyms include Boom Fit, Delta Life Fitness, Biosystem Fitness, D1 Sports Training, Tone 360, AeroFit. We'll assign you to one of these gyms for 6 weeks. However, you do get unlimited access to any of the gyms for the 6 weeks.
Okay, get the other three people on the team to be basically in the same kind of shape you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, just, you know, because you don't want to be that person. But anyway, that's good. So now they sign up ahead of time and then they get access to the gyms?
Yeah, so you sign up ahead of time and then we'll assign you to a personal trainer, and then you can also work out at the other gyms unlimited for 6 weeks.
Okay, very good.
Then this Thursday, we have one of our most popular events, Business After Hours. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Adkinson Toyota on Thursday, August 10th from 5:30 to 7. Like always, this event is free to come to. We have food, drinks, beverages, lots of networking. So bring your business cards, grab some coworkers, and come on out to Adkinson Toyota.
And well attended.
Yeah. And then at the end of the month, we have an economic outlook briefing sponsored by Caldwell Companies. This is going to be Wednesday, August 30th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. It's going to be an overview of the 85th Texas legislative session. So our speakers are going to be Senator Charles Swertner, Representative Kyle Cassell and Representative John Rainey. And they're going to kind of give us an update and an overview of what happened during the last session. Mm-hmm. And you'll also have a chance to ask questions and come to that if you have any questions or suggestions or anything about what's going on in our up in Austin right now.
Get plugged in on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Then we are excited to announce our Lobster Fest and Golf Classic are coming up. And the sponsor for this event is the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station. We still have sponsorships available. We're looking for golf teams. So we have lots of information about that on our website. You can check it out.
Okay.
For ribbon cuttings, this Wednesday, we have one at the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. They're kind of celebrating some of the new exhibits they have there. So it's going to be Wednesday, August 9th from 4:30 to 5. Then on Friday, we have a ribbon cutting for Vision Insight. That's Friday, August 11th at 11:30 a.m. And then next Monday, we're going to have a groundbreaking for Jiffy Lube at 9:30 a.m. Okay. We're excited.
Sure.
And then also, we want to give a special thank you to one of our Inner Circle Platinum members, Commerce National Bank. We thank them for all that they do for the chamber and all their support for the community. So if you want to learn any more information about any of these events, you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
All right. Thanks for the time this
morning.
Yep. And that's our Tuesday visit. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is 841. So now they're talking about the second billion people. The second billion people, meaning the second billion people who were, or the next billion, who will be logging onto the internet.
Huh.
And how they are different from that first billion people. Instead of typing searches and emails, the wave of newcomers called the next billion, the tech industry calls them, is avoiding text using voice activation and communicating with images. Emojis!
Emojis, yeah.
They are the swath of the world's less educated who are online for the first time thanks to low-end smartphones, cheap data plans, and intuitive apps that let them navigate despite really being having poor literacy.
Yeah.
Maybe not completely illiterate, but poor literacy.
Oh.
Tech companies are finding they must rethink their products for these newcomers and face local competitors that have been quicker to figure them out. A look at your smartphone could suggest how the next billion might determine a new set of winners and losers in the tech industry.
Hmm.
So we're allowing people to stay stupid.
Well,
also
by conforming to what they understand.
You're telling me up until now we've had the cream of the crop as far as intelligence goes on the internet?
Yeah, we had nothing but Einsteins on there.
Oh.
They talk about this guy squatted under a station stairwell in a railway station in India, whispering into his phone using speech recognition on the station's free Wi-Fi. It's a simple affair. Sony Corporation's model 4G gigabytes of storage versus the 32G that is considered minimal in the developed world. But again, these are people kind of in the lowest common denominator type situation that we don't think of because that's not necessarily the world that we live in. Mm. But they feel like, you know, these people in the less, or they may be in an okay developed country, but they, you know, they're a little challenged. And again, maybe not completely literate yet because of talk to speech, speech to text, they can do that sort of thing.
But that's not always super accurate. So,
well, it's not. You could end up, and if you can't read the mistake,
yeah. So you're going to get dumb comments that also don't make sense.
Right. Yeah. Now, what's interesting is over there, for instance, in India, Apple has a 3% smartphone market share. 3%. Little companies over there have like 80%. Kantar, you've never heard of them, right?
Right.
Okay, they got a bunch of phones over there. But again, those people are using up the bandwidth as well. Those people are, you know, becoming users of smartphones. So just saying. I bet they're not making swine apples.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Swine apples.
All right, here you go. The Defense Department has approved a policy that now allows military bases to shoot down unauthorized drones in their airspace. A Pentagon spokesperson has confirmed the policy's existence, but offered no further comment. Don't test us, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Policy has been coordinated with the Federal Aviation Administration and other agencies, and measures what the measures that would be taken to stop the drones in the restricted airspace, quote, will depend upon the specific circumstances. There you go.
Which I think is already kind of the case anyway,
yeah.
Right? I mean, right. Circumstantial things.
So here, this is one of those one-line stories you wish you probably knew more about. Two Chinese tourists arrested in Berlin for taking pictures of each other giving a Nazi salute.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you need more information. That just kind of says it all.
Yeah.
Why did we think that was a good thing?
Maybe they were dabbing and they just didn't get the hand motion.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They were dabbing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, only half dabbing.
What does dabbing mean?
Well, like you see a lot of professional athletes like teenagers. So you've got like one arm bent over your face, but then that other arm is sticking up at a kind of an awkward angle if you leave it out there by yourself.
Yeah.
Teen Vogue says a brand called KA Designs is attempting to put into production a collection of T-shirts and sweatshirts with a rainbow Nazi symbols on the chest.
Oh, see, what?
Once again, why did we think that?
Why are we backtracking in history? Hey. Like this is like way back there. We should all have learned from that.
I think so. The swastika originated about 5,000 years ago as a benign religious symbol. During World War II, the swastika became iconic, an iconic reminder of the Holocaust and Nazi Germany's reign. Following a video release, the internet rage reached a new level because they had words like Zen and love and peace combined with the rainbow Nazi symbol.
Yeah, you can't bring that symbol back. Like,
no.
The symbol of, like, the middle finger will never be a good symbol.
Yeah.
You just can't turn those things around.
You also can't combine it with, like, peace and love and stuff. Doesn't work anymore.
There are so many other shapes and figures and symbols. Like, pick a new one. Make a new one.
Mm-hmm. KA Design says they intended to go ahead with the project anyway.
Of course.
They said, quote, we really enjoy the swastika.
No.
That's it? That asked and answered there? That we don't need any more information?
Not good enough.
They're saying, but not because of any of the meanings associated with it.
Okay.
We just think it's a pretty shape.
Yeah.
But because of the shape and how it looks. However,
pick a new one.
The strong bond between swastika and Nazi values was unbreakable, so we ended up using the symbol with the name of sharing the opposite values of love and peace and freedom.
Good luck with that.
People are idiots.
Probably not going to work.
How do you do this?
How do you do this? Well, the problem is they're going after kids and teens that may have really not have a lot of knowledge no frame of reference because it is so far in the past and maybe they learned about it in history class. Maybe they were too busy texting with emojis because they don't know what real words are.
I hope they learned it in history class. That's kind of a big deal in the world.
But you know, but it's interesting. It's pushing the envelope and I'm not defending it, but remember that Seinfeld had a comic named Vic Hitler, if I'm not mistaken, or Nick Hitler, and then, of course, the soup Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, using words that are very inflammatory.
Right, and we talked about, I think, once on the show before, Grey's Anatomy. They had an episode where they referenced the Nazi.
Yeah.
So
it's a little bit off-putting from that standpoint. But there's no reason that we need to make this mainstream. There's no reason that the swastika needs to be proved to be mainstream.
No.
All right, new study from the University of Missouri found that BuzzFeed would be the least credible news site. I don't know why you would be looking for that necessarily.
Who thinks that's the credible site is my question.
And certainly wouldn't want to be defined as that. But, yeah, I think they know who they are. I believe that we know what BuzzFeed is, or we should anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey marketing his all right catchphrase into fashion for a good cause.
Oh, that sounds Hollywood great, man.
Yeah, the actor partnered with Represent, which is a social merchandising and marketing platform that creates and sells custom apparel on all right tees, tanks, and hats. The products will be sold at represent.com for $20 and $30 until August 15th, and all the proceeds will be donated to the actor's Just Keep Living Foundation, which works to provide high school students with fitness, nutrition, and wellness programs. But, so, a good reason.
And just remember, he was saying all right, long before anybody ever paid him to.
Yeah.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW Infomaniacs. It's about 7 minutes till. Well, I was hoping that Mr. Downs would be here, but he's not. He may be here later, but we had a Star Trek story I wanted him to hear, so here we go.
If you ever watch Star Trek, you remember moments like these.
Ready to beam up, Jim.
Energizing.
Yes, the stuff of science fiction, but wait, scientists are actually working on a way to do it. Last year, researchers in Canada actually teleported tiny atoms faster than the speed of light. But can people or objects be moved the same way? The answer, they say, theoretically, is yes, but it would take massive amounts of energy to do it. A professor at MIT says it may very well happen, but not in our lifetime. In fact, he says it would take approximately 1,000 years to develop the technology to do it. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And hopefully someone's going, challenge accepted.
Yeah, well, but I mean, Star Trek is supposed to happen in about, 300 years or something.
I don't know what the star date is, so I don't know.
Well, I don't either. And they won't have it ready. I don't know what they're going to do. We won't be able to really do that travel thing.
We've talked about the theoretical ideas of teleportation, though, right? I mean, that's literally destroying yourself and rebuilding
you.
Are you the same you is the question.
I'd rather talk about the Godzilla bodysuit guy who died.
Yeah.
The original Godzilla died. Hiro Nakajima played the monster in a suit in the original 1954 Japanese movie and 11 movies after that, stomping on little models of buildings and swinging his little arms around. He died of pneumonia, 88 years old. He was a stuntman in samurai movies when he got the Godzilla job and said he came up with the character's movements by watching bears and elephants at a zoo. He played other monsters, including Mothra and King Kong in movies in the 60s. Chris Foster, Fox News.
So you studied to be a bodysuit actor.
Did he have to make his story sound so diminutive, too?
Yeah, really.
He swung his little arms around.
His little arms. There we go. So today's Dollar Day, as we told you, This is the day that the dollar bill was actually issued as legal tender. Martha Washington has the distinction of being the only woman whose portrait has ever graced U.S. currency.
Hmm.
Martha made her debut on the silver certificates in 1886, 1891, and 1896.
What about Sacagawea?
Well, that was a coin. I guess that's different as opposed to paper. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Government prints roughly 8 billion notes each and every year. That's enough to stretch around the equator 30 times.
Ooh.
The U.S. has not changed the historic figures on paper currency since 1929. Should a vacancy open, deceased applicants need only apply.
How
do they apply if they're deceased?
Yeah.
U.S. law passed in 1866 prohibits the living people. Okay. U.S. dollar is popular around the globe. In the U.S., the $1 and the $20 are most common. Around the world, the $100 is the most common. Drug dealers. Every note, regardless of value, weighs 1 gram. That means $454 bills would equal 1 pound. Of course, it also means that $45,000 would weigh the exact same amount.
Okay?
Yeah. If you think the dollar bill, $1 bill is insignificant, think again. $1 bills account for 45% of all the notes printed, making the $1 bill the most commonly printed. Again, 45% of them are dollar bills.
Wow.
Just letting you know. There's not a $1 million bill, but there's a guy who thought there was. And you know, most people...
And tried to use it, let me guess.
No, just put it in the bank. We're just going to put it in the bank. 33-year-old Dennis Strickland walked into the bank at Sioux City, Iowa last Thursday and tried to deposit the fake $1 million bill. Technically, it's not illegal to be that stupid, so he didn't get in trouble, but the bank did call the police. When they showed up, they asked him to empty his pockets. Not clear that he even had to do that since he hadn't broken any laws. But anyway, emptied his pockets and pulled out a bag of meth.
Oh.
Gum. You got to hate that.
Well, I would imagine the kind of person who would try to deposit a $1 million bill probably might be on meth.
Well, but and now, see, does that give his attorney an out?
Yeah.
Because they searched him without probable cause.
Oh.
He didn't break any laws. Anyway, facing charges of possession of a controlled substance right now, due in court next week. I'm just going to say that if he skates on this one, they'll probably catch him again.
I bet.
Sounds to me like probably, you know.
Yeah.
Does other
things. Probably going to make a mistake again.
Yeah. He might be a frequenter of his local jailatorium.
Yep. So I'd say your average man has probably never been to the cosmetics counter in a department store.
I would agree.
Probably,
average
man.
And can department stores, which are getting to be rather quaint.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it's more popular now than ever before for men to wear a little makeup. So something's got to give.
Is it?
According to an executive from L'Oreal, and of course you'd expect somebody to say this from L'Oreal,
right,
that you could anticipate actually seeing cosmetic counters for men in department stores in 5 to 7 years. I'm saying no.
I'm going to guess not.
Five to 7 years?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, absolutely not.
you're going to see fewer and fewer cosmetic counters, period, in 5 to 7 years, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says the taboos are disappointing around men using makeup so soon enough. We'll see if that happens. Wait, okay, so here we go, Chelsea. Being the female in the group, where are we going to go with cosmetics 5 to 7 years from now? I mean, do you still want to be able to go to a cosmetic counter and do that? Do you use word of mouth?
I can't tell you the last time I've been to a cosmetic counter.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot of stores such as Ulta and Sephora that, and then in bigger cities, you've even got specific makeup brands own stores.
Yeah, L'Oreal probably does.
Or Mac, or you know, whatever. But and then a lot of it, and people are buying online.
Well, see, now that's what I'm thinking is, you know, if you buy shoes and they don't fit, you can send it right back. But cosmetics, you've opened it, you've put it on your skin.
Now, I'll say like Ulta, they allow you, as long as you have your receipt, it can be opened and you can bring it back if it doesn't. So, and a lot of makeup stores will do that, I think, just because they know how hard it is to pick out something and make sure it matches without testing it in the store.
Yep.
And it's expensive, right?
And some of it's really expensive. So, I'm not trying to plug, but I love shopping at Ulta because I know if it doesn't work, I can bring it back and get my money back.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a very personal product that you were buying.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and you can try the test samples at the store, but you never really know until you put it on at home. So,
because your best friend may like this and you don't like it at all.
And that's the hard part is you can still get a ton of great reviews and there's, you know, makeup tutorial videos all over YouTube. So you can say, I want to try that product, but then also deciding what color or shade to try it is tough.
I could see that to be true.
I've heard those women at the counters too, at the cosmetic counters are kind of like the mall kiosk people, and they're just like flag you down and force you to try their product.
Yes, sometimes. I mean, if you're like in a Macy's or a Dillard's, they're not necessarily flagging people down like they are in the middle of the mall. But they're definitely trying to push their product. I mean, that's what they are.
That's
the salespeople.
They're doing.
That's it. The fanatics of The View will be excited to know that ABC is re-airing the first episode of The View this Friday.
Yeah.
That might be interesting to see. I don't know that I would want to watch the whole thing. Anyway, they'll celebrate the 20th anniversary of the show again. That's this Friday. And Sci-Fi Network reporting its ratings for the fifth Sharknado movie higher than expected.
So somebody other than Clip Howard watched it, huh?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what higher than expected means. Did they think it was going to
set the bar real low?
They think it was going to be horrible and ended up not being. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station Friday.